liberty and justice for all. Under God. Not under God anymore, are we? There are people in our nation that now believe you can live any old lifestyle you want to live. You can eat, drink, and be merry, have a big time. And as long as you do a good deed here and there, you're going to make it to some kind of a heaven of some sort. There are even those today who make a mockery of the light of Jesus. And they want to live in darkness. I don't know about you, but how many of you have ever seen a cockroach? So those who put up your hand, you've lived in a house where they were one time or another. Well, Linda and I did. We were in college, and we had a little apartment on campus and a married dorm. And when we would come in at night and flip the light on, roaches ran everywhere. Scattering. You don't know how good they are till you eat them. Never did that. I won't let you under wrong impression. But the light had an adverse effect on those bugs. Guess what happens in the world? Those who are serving the devil, those who are serving sin, those who are living in darkness, when you turn the light on them, they scatter. They don't like the light. They don't want the light. 2 Corinthians, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You don't need to be ashamed of the light of God that shines out through your life. Hallelujah. You don't need to walk in embarrassment down the street because you love Jesus and you serve the Lord. The light of God shining through us in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That light of God shining through us into the world. We can stand tall like Paul and preach his gospel and declare the words of the Lord. I climbed Mars Hill while I was there. The same steps that Paul no doubt climbed up. And when I got on the top, I preached a 5-second sermon while Linda was taping me. This same Jesus that you do not know, I declare unto you, the light of the world who will lighten your hearts and take away the dross and the darkness of sin. Amen? Light is and does several things. It's clear and pure. It's clean. That is good, it's right, and it's true. Amen? Yes. Ephesians chapter 5, Paul wrote this. He said, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." So Paul says, you've been brought out of darkness. How many of you were sinners? The darkness of the world had been in our souls. But when Jesus came in, hallelujah, He lit us up. Oh, I'm glad He lit me up. Amen. And that light is the fruit of the Spirit, goodness and righteousness and truth. That's what comes out of us. The goodness of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of the Lord is what shines out of our lives into other people's lives. Light penetrates. As you saw a while ago, it got down inside there. It penetrates, gets down in the crevices, and it gets down into the parts of a man's soul and heart. By nature, it cuts through and eliminates darkness. Ye, said Paul to the Thessalonican church, you are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. If somebody wants to challenge me and say, you don't believe in killing babies, I'm glad to say, no, I don't. Yeah. I don't murdering little children before they're born. And now we have a presidential candidate that has clearly stated they are ready to kill a baby clear up to the day of its birth. I'm not ashamed to stand in the center square of the world and say, that is murder. It's wrong. I've received the light of God and glad to be able to shine that light out into the world. A candidate called me yesterday on the phone. Not the actual candidate, one of his volunteers. And they gave me this list of things. I'd never heard of them before. And I said, well, I want to ask you one or two questions. You haven't answered yet. What about their stance on abortion? Well, they're against it altogether. And I said, what about their stance on same-sex marriage? And he said, he wants to see them all put in jail. I said, glory, he's got my vote. There's nothing ashamed about being a child of light, not in darkness anymore, but shining out, penetrating. When you penetrate the light of Christ down into the darkness, it has to do what? It has to flee. Darkness can't stand in the light. It has to go. It disappears. Light enlightens, enlarges a person's vision and knowledge of an area. Jesus said in John 12:35, Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knows not where he goes. Have anybody here tried to walk on a dark night without a light? I used to come home from my neighbors when I lived with my granny. And I didn't have a light, and some nights it would be pitch black. The only way I knew I was in the right way was when my feet hit the road, the hard road. I knew I was still on the road. If I got to the side, well, I'd hear grass. And I'd walk through that dark night, about 9 years old. About a quarter of a mile from Brother Louis's house, where Brother Louis lives up there on Lane's Run, back to my grandmother's. I forgot to take the lantern along. When people are walking in darkness, guess what? They're trying to find their way. They don't know where they're going. They can't understand what's out there in front of them. But when you have the light, hallelujah, it enlightens you, it gives you vision, and it gives you knowledge. When those of us have received Christ, we say, wow, where was I all of the time? When you were trying to fumble your way through in drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all of those kinds of things, and money and greed and jealousy and hatred and bitterness, when you were trying to walk through all of that stuff, and suddenly Christ comes into your heart and your light shines through you and you see, wow, what a beautiful life to live for Jesus. Light reveals, it opens up the truth of an area, a whole new world, and it clears up the way to the truth and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Amen.
Amen. I told a Muslim that on one trip. He and I were talking, and he made the mistake of saying to me, well, we believe in Jesus that he was a prophet. I said, is that right? Yeah. I said, you know what your prophet said? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Muslim said, no. He reveals who we are and who Christ is. Light gives direction. It guides. It directs the way we go. It leads along the right path. Jesus said again, I am the light of the world, that whosoever believes in me should not abide or walk in darkness. Oh, hallelujah. We know how to walk. We know the right path now. It's very clear once you accept Christ. How many people do you meet in this world who are so confused, going around in circles? Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I say, well, I'll tell you what. Pick up this book. The light of the world shines in this book. And you begin to read it and you'll know what to do, when to do it, where to do it. Amen. You'll find out what the truth is. And when the truth comes into your heart, you'll be free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many like freedom?
Yes, amen. Amen.
How many of us are really free? Yes, honey. Yes, dear. Oh, yes, neighbor. We're free in Christ. That's what we're free to live, the kind of life that Jesus in His precept has taught us and trained us to do. You see now, are you getting the picture? This is what you're to be. Did you see that light that we had in this dark place this morning? That's what we are to be, dispelling the darkness of the world. Light strips away darkness. This is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You mothers, have you ever caught little Johnny with his hand in the cookie jar? What'd mommy tell you? Don't do that. That's the way the world is. When the light shines on their acting, when the light shines on their deeds. I remember one time I was going down through this Hagerstown out there, and past where the old light plant is. There's a little ball field out there, and the little league was playing. And there happened to be a family in our church at that time that played in on that field. And I saw Daddy out there leaning up against the fence while I was going by. I said, well, I'll just pull over. And I pulled over, parked the car, and I started walking down, and Dad happened to glance my way, and when he did, I saw a great big knot on the side of his jaw. He spied me, and in the bathroom he went. When he came out, it was gone. He had that chaw tobacco in there, and he didn't want the preacher shining on him, finding out what he was doing. Linda's uncle was on the roof one day, putting on a new roof, and her pastor happened to pull in unexpected. He had a chaw in his jaw, and he couldn't get it out, and he couldn't throw it away, so he swallowed it. That's sick as a dog. You see, when the light shines on, it's like those cockroaches scattering. He says, men that are walking in darkness don't like the light. They don't want the light. But when the light shines on them, it reveals, penetrates, reveals the dark secrets of the heart. Light routs out chaos. Philippians, Paul wrote to the Philippians, and this is what he said, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as the lights of the world. Let me ask you, suppose we get a president in the next time and they want to do all the liberal things that the world wants to do. Suppose we get a Congress and a House of Representatives that are all very liberal and they'll pass laws that nothing's wrong. You can live any old way you please. You can do anything you want to do. You can kill your babies. You can live with whoever you want to. I was standing in the airport yesterday, waiting on my plane. Friday. Standing in there, and I saw these two guys walking around. I said to myself, there's something wrong here. And all of a sudden I looked over and they had lips. There was a lady standing over here. I wasn't aware of her. It just came out, yuck. And she heard me. And I looked over and she went, yuck! Suppose the world says it's all right. You can run with any man's wife you won't run with. You know now that we, since we have all these new freedoms and everybody has new liberties to do things, the next guy down the totem pole are the guys who want to have 4, 5, 6 wives. And now they're starting the same kind of activity to get it legalized. And do you know right behind them comes the men who wants to have boys? And they think they ought to have the same liberties and the same activities legalized. And it's coming down the pipe, my friend. You check the ancient governments of this world, the Romans, the Greeks. You check them all. From South America on up, all of them. Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, the Muslims are plagued with it. They are pedophiles by the thousands. And it's legal. They want to come to America and introduce Sharia law. In which, Bill, if you don't like it anymore and she's not to your satisfaction, you can shoot her. Thank the Lord. If your child doesn't satisfy you or they don't go by the religion you want them to live by, you have the right to stab them to death and kill them. That's their law. Suppose it becomes the law here. Will our light still shine? Are we still ready to let it penetrate into the darkness of this old world and say to the world, I stand for what is true and what is right? That's what the apostle said here. Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Amen. Do you know the kind of a culture that Jesus preached in? He preached in the culture of the Romans. They had their own gods. The only thing they wanted to do in Israel and Jerusalem was keep the peace and rule in peace. They didn't want any upheavings. And so they went along with whatever the majority said. You know what the majority said? Release unto us Barabbas and crucify this good man. He's too much light on our darkness. He puts us to shame with the things that he preaches and teaches. And you know the rest of the story. They hung him on a tree and danced in glee as they parted his robes in gambling. Suppose we live in that kind of a world. Well, we think we have it tough now. I've got to go on the job where people cuss, where they tell dirty jokes, where they drink and they crowds and they do this and they do that. None of them serve God. Why are you to be on that job? The light shining in the darkness. Standing firm for the truth of Jesus Christ. Light also protects. Protects a person from the dangers of darkness, from stumbling, falling, and injuring yourself. I just got that little fellow yesterday in the mail, free. Emmanuel Chapel, 12011 Bear Drive. Had it in my pocket last night when I left Brother Plunkett. He was walking down the walk. Plenty of light walking down the walk, but when I got to the steps, there was no light. I couldn't see the steps. Ha-ha! You're right where to step. Protection. If I would have tried to find my way down there, I could have missed. Could have ended up out in the driveway saying, "You dummy, you." Light protects. As long as we stay in the light of Jesus, we don't have to fear the world. Well, yeah, Paul died by having his head chopped off. Was he afraid? No. Peter wasn't. It was crucified upside down. Wasn't that Peter? Huh? He said, "I'm not worthy to be crucified like Jesus. Put me on the cross and turn it upside down. And crucified him." Was he afraid? No. Was he protected?
Yes.
Yes. How? Because he had eternal life. You can kill the body, but you can't destroy the soul. Hallelujah. So we're protected by the light of Christ. Does that mean if I go to the job and shine for Jesus, they're not going to say anything bad about me? No. Does that mean if my neighbor doesn't like religion and I shine the light of Jesus around him, he's going to like me more? No. I've had that experience. My neighbor wanted to sue me. He wanted to sue the church because we couldn't put a main drive out here on the main highway. He went to all of our neighbors around us and tried to get them to sign a petition where they'd all go together and sue us. He lived right next door to me. He wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't throw his hand up, but every time I went by, I threw my hand up. I knew he was looking out of the corner of his eye. When I pulled my onions, when I pulled my tomatoes, I put some on his porch. 3 years! He wouldn't acknowledge me. He hated me. Like everything. Just because of that. We couldn't do it. We did it as we went as high as we could. We went to the highest of the highest to try to get the permits to do it. We even put the dirt beam out there to put down the macadam, and they rejected and said, "No, no, no, no." Finally, when I was working in the duplex there one day, I heard somebody walking back the hall. And I turned around and there was my neighbor. Tears rolled down his cheeks.
said, "Would you pray for me?"
The light shines. The light gets through. Amen. They may
take time. You might have to take some abuse. You might have to do a few things like Paul and Peter and James and Andrew and all of those guys who shined the light but yet took the abuse. Because they were willing to shine regardless, we have a world today who is serving Jesus Christ by the millions. You live your life.
Pearl, your life, you live in the court. Tom, your life, what's the name of the face? Talking. You're like Camille. Camille's like to you. Both of you are always shining bright.
Yes, we are.
Amen. And you can go shine and have dinner with those old people and shine in front of them and brighten their day. Amen. You do neighbors. Work for the neighbors. You mow grass for neighbors, don't you?
Yes.
The light. Opportunity to let the light shine. Opportunity to let light shine through that cavern. Something more. Amen. Opportunity to let light shine to the grandchildren, the great grandchildren. Any great grandchildren? One. Opportunity to let the light shine to a woman who doesn't want anything to do. Still, you can shine. They can't turn you off. They can't turn the light off. They can't put a blanket over it. It's going to sit on the city like a hill. You can't not see the light. Bob, your light up there in Hanging Rock area. A light to the mountain folks. All a light to the railroaders. I wouldn't like there's some pretty tough railroaders there where you were. Huh? Up from the rabbit, they died off. A light! Are you a light? I'm telling you. That's what Jesus said He wants us to do. How bright will you shine? You saw that light up there? Couldn't get anything out of it. You saw the other one just tiny? You saw that bright one. From the back. Wow! How bright are you? How well are you shining? Are you a light to a darkened world? Would you stand with me? How many say I want to be a little brighter? How do you get brighter? You get more plugged into the main light.
Practice.
You're plugged into Jesus, who is the light. Then as you're standing in the light of Christ, that's saturated. How many has ever looked up and said, "Boy, isn't that a pretty moon?" Huh? Where's the light of the moon come from? It's a reflection from the sun, isn't it? Who are we a reflection of? The sun, S-O-N, who is the light of the world. Jesus, look down on us here right now. You know how bright our flame is burning. You know how brilliant the beam of our light is. And Lord, I dare say all of us would have to say to you right now this morning, I need to shine a little brighter. I need to be plugged in more to the Son of God who is the light of the world. Lord, I want to be a brilliant light for you. Regardless of how dark the world around me becomes, I want to penetrate it. I want to penetrate the hearts and the souls and the lives of those who are walking in darkness, that they will see the light and that they will become light as well. Do whatever you need to do in our lives, Lord. We submit ourselves to you right now in the name of Jesus. Brighten our light. Make us shine brighter than we've ever been before. Give us, Lord, the determination to be brilliant as you were brilliant when you walked this earth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.